What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. Today, we have the poem, The Art, The Energy, Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. Just a little something for me to try out. Just a little something for me to get into today. Y'all know I've been trying to keep the literary aspect after drifting away from it. I'm definitely trying to trying to do a better comeback, trying to get right back to the to the literary aspect without, you know, trolling. So yeah, we up in here, man. So yeah, today, as I said, the poem that I have is Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. Just gonna go over it real quick, and then hey, thanks for coming in. Just gonna go over it real quick, and then I'll go into a breakdown of what I think or what I got away from it, and then I hope y'all is feeling it. So yeah, I'll just jump right into it. Ozymandias. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert, near them on the sand. Half sunk a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor wore those passions red which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the hand that fed. And on that pedestal these words appear: my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare. The lone and level sands stretch far away. So, a little bit of a, not a head scratcher, but it's when I first read it, I kind of was like, what is it talking? So I read through it twice. And, I don't know. It's just something about it that I really am into. I really like the way that it kind of, it's not trying to solve any problems. It's just like a snapshot of a moment in time. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. That's like, it's just somebody, like, what they're just saying, I met a traveler from a old place. They said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. So it's like, what's out in the desert, there is two legs of stone like a statue. Trunkless, so it ain't no midsection, I'm guessing. It's just legs. Near them on the sand, half sunk a shattered visage lies. So near them on the sand, there's an image that lies, that's on the ground, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor, like I said, I'm not gonna break down every line, but tell that its sculptor well those passions red which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things. So the sculptor was trying to make a point, to get a point across with the statue, was trying to show, depict a an energy, or just from seeing the legs, he's like, oh, I understand that this is about something. The hand that mocked and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal, these words appear: my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. I'm skipping around, but the I'm really going over the parts that I really like, that really hit me. Like, and on the pedestal, these words appear. So obviously on the bottom of the statue, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. So this is from, even though it's just the legs, you can see that it's a powerful statue. And what the statue says is, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Like, hey, look at what, I'm the King of Kings. I'm damn near God out here. Okay. Look on everything that I've done. And even the strongest people will be like, oh my God, I've got no chance because this guy's so incredible. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare. The lone and level sands stretch far away. Meaning, like, it's like an ironic thing. Like, this guy is saying, look, at the time this, the sculpture was made, the guy was thinking, I want everybody, everything around me I made. I created the most baldness, gangsters, everything around me. Like, I'm putting it right here. Like, I want them to see how great and powerful I am. but the person that's seeing this statue is only seeing the legs of the statue. And while it does appear to be a powerful statue, like it looks like it's very, like he said, a wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell, well, the passions red, which yet survive stamped on these lifeless things. It's like, even the passions are red, even though it's just a statue, you can see the life in the statue, the power that was put forth into the statue, but there ain't none around it. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. So this king thought his kingdom or everything surrounding him was just going to be the most powerful, ballin'est gangsters. Hey, can't nobody mess with me. This will be the height of everything that the world or that the strongest of people have ever seen. And at the time of reading this, statues crumble. Nothing but sand and dust and bareness and lifelessness around this statue. That's a beautiful sentiment. I don't know why I love that. I just love not just the ironicness of it, but ironicness without, like, you know, point of reference is useless. But the fact that this King of Kings is saying, this guy Ozymandias is saying, I am the most impressive thing around. Look at everything that I've made, and you look around, it's nothing but dust and sand. It's like, I've always disliked, I don't say disliked, yeah, I guess it's not disliked, but been critical of authority. Yeah, critical of people in positions of power. I've always been, critical. I would say critical. I definitely analyze when I'm very much engaged. I definitely analyze, people in power, and to link it back to this poem, it's like this king thought that what he was doing was going to create something powerful, but it didn't. It created, as I said, nothing but lifelessness. And that's kind of where I feel like politics need to take a point of reference from. Like, just because you think what you're doing is going to create this great, powerful, awesome future, it doesn't mean you're right. And I mean that from the political leaders to the people that are in politics, the people that watch it and make it their whole life. Even if you're working at, you know, you're working at a, I don't know, if you're a barista and somebody, hey man, let me holler at that, let me get that cappuccino right there. You know who wouldn't want to get this cappuccino? Trump. It's like, bro, I'm not trying to hear all that, bro. Just, can I get my coffee? Like, people in politics, and that's what I mean by politics, like, understand that, yes, your ideas in theory sound good, but it's the butterfly effect. You flap your wings here, and then you got a tornado, you know what I'm saying, at the crib. So I felt like that was a very symbolic or relevant poem for today and this podcast, because we're going to talk about some authority. We're going to get into the Brittany Griner situation and some details coming out about that, and a conspiracy theory of mine that I know most people are going to think are crazy, but I don't come over here to speak logically. Y'all don't tune in because y'all want to hear somebody go, well, yeah, that makes the most sense. No, you come on here to hear me say ridiculous things that I'm thinking. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's who I am at this point. Y'all know what y'all getting when y'all tune in for me, okay? I can't decide which one I'm looking at. But y'all know what y'all getting when y'all tune in for me. This ain't nothing new. Okay? Sorry, I'm leaning back. I need to lean in, my bad. I'm gonna try to make sure that this goes everywhere instead of me sitting on it for 4 or 5 days, which I apologize, y'all. But back to what I was saying. Remember, you can still get your ass whooped. That's all I'm saying. All right, don't come up to me spouting off the liberals or the conservatives. I honestly don't give a damn. If we're being completely honest, I vote how I vote. All right, I'm a registered Democrat, as I've said multiple times. Critical of them. If I don't like you, I don't vote for you. Let the chips fall where they may. You ain't got to vote for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You just, hey, brother, you, I ain't for you, but I can't vote. You know? Ah, good luck to you, brother. You know what I mean? Or if I like the Republican and a Democrat tripping, hey, sorry, Hillary, you nodded. Oh, gosh. I knew Ohio was going to go for Trump anyway, so it didn't really matter. Vote didn't affect it either way. I'm just saying. Shout out to Ozymandias. I might have to make that a term for something in my everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like, use the Ozymandias, bruh. Ozymandias ad milk. I might have to start using that, man. I like that. We need to make that a trend. If you out there, we got the Karens. We got the, I don't know, Bad News Bears. I don't know what we have, honestly. I just know the Karens. We need to start having some Ozymandiases. You know what I'm saying? People that think they intellectual but got biases and agendas trying to push a narrative. All right? Not that. Just strictly political. I actually like people who debate. Like, I'm into people who you can pick a side and then go for it. Even though, you know, everybody has a bias, but, you know, I like it when people can be selectively objective. I feel like that's better than being completely biased and emotionally compromised. I mean, let's be honest. You get your emotions into it, you're emotionally compromised. Even if you say it don't affect you, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Oh, snap. Y'all some flying here. I almost thought it was going to kill me, bro. I almost took my life out. But yeah. So let's get into it. As y'all know, Brittany Griner was recently sentenced within the past couple weeks. For up to 9 years for trafficking 0.7 grams of THC oil, hashish oil, whatever it is, however the druggies want to explain it to me. And some new details have come out about her prison sentence. And this is where my conspiracy theory begins. This fly is about to catch the hands, okay? This is where my conspiracy theory begins. I'm going to get this fly. Before this podcast is over, I'm going to murk this fly, y'all. But this is where my conspiracy theory begins. They say that Brittany Griner is going to be coaching while she is serving her sentence. All right. In Russia. Like, do y'all hear me, bro? Like, do people not understand what Russia does? They have been cheating in the Olympics for years with steroids, possible spies. All right. So do y'all see what's happening? Okay. They are kidnapping this woman to train and beat us in the Olympics. Like, are people not putting two and two together here? That's why the sentence was so long. This was just a ploy to get more gold medals, to get more tourism, for us to feel sympathy for Russia, for them to get more connections. I mean, because when she in the public eye, you know, this was, listen, and do y'all know, listen, how deep should I go on this? Because I feel like y'all, listen, we're going to talk about it. Okay. We're going to talk about it. Brittany Griner. This is a female. She is 6'9", 205 pounds. Some might even say a superwoman. Right? That is an elite height. She's an elite size. She plays in a professional sport. Who's not to say that they don't want DNA samples from Brittany Griner? Hmm? Okay? DNA samples. What you gonna do with a DNA sample? Come on, people. We not that slow, are we? I'm just saying, like I said, these are just thoughts. Could they be trying to make their own super soldier? That's not for me to talk about. Okay. That's just for me to observe and think about. I know what y'all thinking. Oh, he's crazy. Why would they take a black woman's DNA? That's never happened before. Nobody's just taken a black woman's cells, have they? Hmm? You don't know what HeLa cells are? Henrietta Lacks? I'll let y'all do the Googles on that. I'm just saying, it's not that crazy. Especially if people, if the U.S. has done it, but listen, we're not gonna talk about it. Google Henrietta Lacks and tell me what y'all thinking, what might be happening to Brittany Griner over there. We don't know what's happening till they release and we get it back and she can speak on her own, give us her own two pieces. I'm just saying, Russia trying something. This ain't about no basketball. This ain't about no 0.7 grams of THC. It's about something bigger than that. But hey, they call it a conspiracy theory. Every conspiracy ain't crazy. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, what are we going to talk about now? I'm sorry, that was a little heavy. Where we at? Where my legs at? Okay. Nah, man, but for real, it's deeper than basketball. Ain't no way she gonna get 0.7 grams and somebody else had 17, but listen. We just gonna sit on that one for a little bit. We gonna sit in that one for a little bit. Get that girl home, y'all. Get that girl home. If you feel like, hey, well, she shouldn't have been over there. We don't care about what's right or wrong. Okay. This country ain't never care about what's right or wrong. All right. It is what it is. It's America. All right. It's almighty dollar. And when you got an elite squadron of Brittany Griners marching down your street, screaming out the motherland, that hey, you might care then. That's all I'm saying. Get that girl home, cause I can't fight off five Brittany Griners. You know what I'm saying? You wake up in the middle of the night, you got five Brittany Griners in the USSR outfit. You know what I'm saying? Coming at you, trying to. You know, dunk on you. What you gonna do? Four of them gonna dunk on you. You know what I'm saying? Then it's gonna go viral. You got dunked on by 6'9", 4'6", 9 women. I mean, you know, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. So if they shouldn't get Brittany Griner home, if y'all don't think that she should be come home because it was only 0.7 grams, then just at least think of a Steve Rogers, Captain America, bitch, busting down your doors. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Open your mind, people. Anything is possible. One thing that was even more shocking than being the Brittany Griner situation was apparently Ohio got kangaroos, man. I feel like that's the end of the episode right there. I don't really know how we progress past that. Like, when did we get kangaroos? We got a zoo here. I don't even think the zoo got kangaroos, to be honest with you. I've been several times. I do not remember a kangaroo at the zoo. So where are they getting these rules from? That's the bigger question. They import kangaroos to Ohio? By just riding a big-ass kangaroo? That ain't that big. So it was a kangaroo meat? Like, why do we have but anyway. Apparently, somebody was driving, got the video, saw a kangaroo in the middle of the street. Police went to investigate. Apparently, it is not a kangaroo. It is a wallaby. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what a wallaby is. So, check one. I know I'll go to Outback. I've realized the majority of my education from Australia is from the Outback restaurant, Outback Steakhouse. And, is it Outback Steakhouse? They're not a steakhouse, are they? If they are, they got very bad steak. Outback is the majority of my education, and Crocodile Dundee, rest in peace to your boy. I've never known an Australian person in my entire life. Knew a German guy, knew a German woman. Cool peoples. But yeah, I have no kangaroo. Oh, y'all hear my little puppy barking? He's so cute. But yeah, I got no frame of reference for kangaroos. So apparently it was a wallaby in Ohio. And I feel like this should be a major news cycle. Like, I really do feel like this should be bigger than what it is. We need to figure out what is the kangaroo market out there like, all right? They already got marijuana legal here. You can puff, puff, pass, okay? Now they trying to hop, hop, dash. I don't know what they're doing with these damn kangaroos. I need to do some research. Is it illegal kangaroo meat? Why are there kangaroos in Ohio? There's clearly an underground kangaroo circuit. I just didn't hear nothing about it. It wasn't on Fox News yesterday, so I must have missed it. 64 didn't have it planned, so yeah, it is what it is. John Matarese ain't hitting it up, so I guess I was uneducated on the subject. But you live and you learn. You live and you learn. We all live, we all learn, you know? You see things differently. You grow. You become a newer person. You become what you need to be. And in that sense, in that vein, I came to a realization something. I'm a jerk. I am a jerk. Have some therapy. Self-therapy. I don't really go to therapists. I suggest people who can go, that you go. But I'm broke. Healthcare in America, man. Yeah. You're sick and tired. you're going to be sick and you're going to be tired, but you ain't going to be sick and tired. You know what I'm saying? You got to work for something. So your ass is going to be one of the two. Either you're going to be healthy and tired or you're going to be, you know. I don't know where I was going with that one. But I was going somewhere with it. Came back around the bend and lost it. But yeah, I'm a jerk. I watch these videos, like people talking about women's, like Abba and Preach. Sometimes you want to be like, oh man, they're being jerks. They're being foolish. Respect women. You listen to Kevin Samuels. He just used to tear people to pieces, man. Some of us got to fight though. Some of these women's is crazy. And then you say, oh, why would you say these things about these people? And a lot of the times the people that called into his radio show were clearly people who were looking for their 5 seconds of fame and were not fully equipped to be going back and forth with the man who clearly, you know, with the people all day. Cause I mean, that was a platform. That was that's what his show eventually evolved into. Was him a section of him going back and forth for people. And when you do that enough, you get good at it. You get real good at it. So he would just tear these people to pieces. And you want to judge it harshly. You want to say, oh man, don't say that to these women. But then I reflect on my own life and my own actions and my own feelings towards some of the women's that I have dated, seen, been involved with, and how I've acted and become the person I am today. And I can honestly say I was an asshole to about a solid 95%. Now, listen, I take full responsibility because I'm stubborn. I can see that now. I would like to apologize to all the women that I have affected with my stubbornness. I would like to apologize to all the, listen, y'all gonna hear some things about me in the future. If this thing keep going the way it do and the stuff keep growing and y'all keep tuning in and it keep multiplied and increasing, I'm gonna get to a level someday. Okay? Okay? I don't want nobody to be under the assumption that I'm perfect. We can stop that right now. All right? Everybody got skeletons in the closet. All right? Everybody. And I got a skeleton, okay? I got tons of skeletons in my damn closet, okay? So, I'm just saying, when it come out one day, you know, did you know that Anonymous is in the, yes, just listen, just rock with it, okay? Just, as long, I never hurt nobody, so that's great. But, y'all hear it, hey, Anonymous is in the toes, just, It's not, I'm not into toes, but who knows, man? I'm into things now with women I never thought I'd be into when I was young. It's crazy. It's wild. The world is a wild place. Maturing is a wild thing. When you get to a certain age, you're like, you know what I'm really into now? You know, it's like, I see, like, when you first log on, like, porn websites, and you get tuned in, and you like, you young, you know what I'm saying? When I think porn was really getting hot when I was about 18, 19, like, online porn was, like, hot, you know what I'm saying? Now, probably younger than that. But anyway, I learned about the websites, you know what I'm saying? And you had access. And it's like, you know, I'm into women, you know? I think as you get older, it just gets more specific. But I'm into women. As long as it was a woman on the screen, it didn't matter. She, hey, she, you know, she a little thing with the thing. He's like, hey, girl, you do the thing. But then I got older. And you realize some things about yourself. You just, you know, you start with the, oh, man, I'm, you know, I'm into women, but I'm really into women with a little, you know, little shape to them, you know. Little tight, you know, they got the small feet, you know. And then another 5 years passes and you're like, you know, I like women, you know, with a little shape, but specifically I like them with the double D's and at least the 42 in the hips and maybe a size 8 shoe. You know what I'm saying? And then another 10, 15, 20 years pass. You're like, listen, I need her shoe in my mouth at least 2 hours a day. And then you like, I don't know how I got here. You just look back over your life like, I don't know what. I don't know when the moment was that I started getting into smelling these shoes, but I need to sniff them. And if your 16-year-old you was talking to your 65-year-old you, you'd be like, what happens? But that's what happens. You get older. Your tastes get very, what you like is what you like. And you start narrowing down what you into. I'm saying this to all the kids watching. Don't judge the old ones, okay? Don't get on the X videos and you see a section that says, you know, tiny feet with bells and chocolate sauce on them. You're like, wow, who would be into belt? Give yourself some time, son. Okay? You just jumping into it, all right? What you got? You 5 years in? You 10 years into watching porn? You ain't even doing nothing, young man. You ain't even doing nothing, okay? I got time on this internet. Do you hear me? I don't think they hear me. I got time on this internet. Okay? I done seen the rises of the X videos. Okay? The falls of the Mercedes BBWs. I done seen it. I done been there for it. I'm not doing OnlyFans. That's just, I'm at the age now where I'm done. I've never paid for, listen, to the sex workers out there, I appreciate y'all for everything y'all do. I support y'all in other ways. I buy merch. I subscribe. I follow. I share. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I go on free websites and get some free stuff. I mean, it is what it is. I hope that y'all getting y'all paper. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to go out of my way to download something over here. But hey, you know, I go to the Spank Bang. It's right there. I go, bam, bam, click, 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 clap, clap, play, hey, and then get it out the way. But sometimes they do a little clip, you know, they upload the clip on the Twitters and you get the little 10 seconds. That's enough right there. You know, sometimes that's all you need is 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? You live off that memory for a good 2-3 weeks. Huh? Am I talking too much? Am I sharing too much? I'm sorry. Where we at? Huh? What's going on? My legs. I'm gonna get off here. Y'all got me talking too damn much. Just remember, protect Brittany Griner. All right. If not for her sake, then for the sake of us not having some Captain America bitches kicking down the door. All right. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants the Miss RoboCop knocking you upside your head with the cannon coming out of arm. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants that. So bring Brittany Griner home. Remember Ozymandias. Very, very symbolic to the days and times we're going through. Keep your mind straight. Keep your love right. All right? Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself. I'll catch y'all next time.